week of F Buddies with Mike and Andy. Mike went Andy Berg, and of course the F is for food. And thanks to our sponsors right off the bat, Patty Kelly's, 154 Washington Street in Peabody, at Patty Kelly's on Instagram. They're open 7 days a week till 1 a.m. Monday and Wednesday nights they do karaoke. Weekends, Friday through Sunday from noon to 3, they do a brunch. And thanks to Gary Girolamo Group of Cross Country Mortgage. Find them online at Buy and Refi on Instagram and crosscountrymortgage.com. And Where You Are Tonight, Channel Marker Brewing, 95 Rams, Beverly at Channel Marker Brewing on Instagram. Their hours of operation, Wednesday through Friday, 3 to 10 p.m., Saturdays noon to 10, Sundays noon to 6, and the website is channelmarkerbrewing.com. And, of course, Ben Franklin Print Company, 177 North Main Street in Middleton, at Ben Franklin underscore Print Co. on Instagram and benfranklinprintco.com. If you mention F-Buddies, you get 10% off your next order. As I mentioned, you are live from Channel Maca Brewing.
I am. I might have made a mistake because I can't hear shit.
Oh, fantastic.
I can hear you, but I can't hear you.
Oh, this is going to be a great show.
So we are here.
Oh, your audio is atrocious. No, you're gone. You're like a talking head. There's no audio. No, I cannot. I don't know what you're saying. There you are. A little bit, not really.
Some asshole trying to FaceTime me. Why would you FaceTime while I'm fucking recording?
Oh, is that what happened? Yeah, yeah. You completely went away. So what's up, Andy? How's your evening going?
What a fucking disaster this is becoming quickly, huh?
Yeah, you probably shouldn't take these endeavors on your own. You definitely need an adult, a professional.
Well, if
me.
I were in your fucking house, I could have my headphones on and my microphone.
It doesn't. Oh, really? See, I'm in my car and I have a microphone and headphones.
But I'm trying to look cool.
Yeah, but you're failing miserably for the actual show.
I mean, who cares, right?
Yeah, who cares? Who fucking cares, man? Why do we do this?
We're at the place.
Yeah, so tell me about the place.
It is a small 40 person capacity little brew pub.
Who's that?
Up behind us, Chris Miner.
Oh, there you go.
They opened up for us tonight, like your sister.
Yep.
And here we are. Let's go.
Shit. Holy shit.
You hear me?
Barely.
There's a lot of lurking douchebags. Like to my left right now, there's a handful. One has the
One has no ears?
Yeah, it's like a fucking freak show in here. One's cross-eyed, one has no ears.
Well, you did invite the North Shore Beefs group.
I did. I invited North Shore Beefs. Eddie Munster, you, according to them, you're Eddie Munster.
Yeah, that's an old one. I got that one. Oh, this is great. This is fucking fantastic. So you have a captive audience. You're at a brewery, and what? You're shutting the fuck up like I'm supposed to lead this shit?
Well, I'm just wondering what the topic is. What are we talking about?
What are we talking about? I'm saving the topic for Cunt of the Week. That's Cunt of the Week for me.
You have a diatribe for Cunt of the Week to you?
I got a doozy for Cunt of the Week. But, well, let's not start off on a negative, okay? So, how was your week, Andy?
I'm doing great, Mike. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Funny story for you.
Uh-huh.
Someone I know told me a story recently about how they masturbate. And they use a fleshlight, Mike. Which,
right. Again,
people use fleshlights. But this person puts it up against the shower wall and fucks it like a person. Does that sound normal to you?
Nope.
I mean, most folks would just use to masturbate.
No, but I mean, nothing Calvin does sounds normal to me.
How many times have Greg done the fucking fleshlight trick?
I didn't hear a word he said.
No one did. It's okay.
Has anyone got any insight on how many times Greg Bates has used a flashlight?
He fucks his own mouth. He's a cunt.
He has to bait for Snatch Show.
Yeah, he was working on getting one, but he got a toilet instead.
Yeah, they said fuck the toilet instead.
Yeah, fuck the toilet instead. No, I mean, it's never been something I've understood. I've never understood men masturbating with any form of appliance other than the ones God gave you.
Sometimes,
yeah.
Depends on what you're in.
You sit on it, it goes to sleep, all of a sudden it's a stranger. It's wonderful.
I think the younger generation needs an apparatus.
I mean, because you know these fucking things are connected to Bluetooth. You know they're using apps to jerk off now. Hey! There's a wild Dan Bob appearance.
A lot of Dan Bob titties.
I don't know. Call me fucking old man. I don't understand it one bit.
Well, Mike, when we were younger, we had magazines. And even before that, we had the Sears catalog.
True, on both.
We weren't born with this fucking access. They're so spoiled.
But even so, like, that's just the changing of materials. Like, okay, like, we have now access on our phones to whatever kind of shit you're into. But, like, but you still jerk off with your hands.
I don't know, man. I'm not about apparatus.
I don't get it. It was always one of those things that I felt we as men had an advantage over women on, because they use all the toys and the tools and the apparatuses. They got to get batteries and extension cords and all this shit and that's their thing. We didn't need any of that. Now all of a sudden, these goddamn kids today are fucking flashlights and gluing them to a shower, and I don't like it. You want to fuck something, fuck your hand like a normal person. God damn it.
For fuck's sake.
For fuck's sake.
Fuck your hand.
This is a food show, for fuck's sake. Fuck your hand like a normal person.
Fuck your hand like a man. Be a man.
You don't get this kind of content on those other fucking food shows.
We have our real hair, we fuck our hands. That's what men do.
Because we're men. What else? What are they? Not. Well, I don't know where I can go with that one. I don't know where. I'm just going to. You know what? Luckily, I'm in my car, so I'm sober, so my brain was able to pump the brakes, so we're not getting a voicemail tomorrow.
Oh, I want a voicemail. I haven't had one in a while. I'll get a private message, of course, but who won't?
Well, cunts of the week.
Leave me alone. Get a haircut. All right.
What's that?
Said, tell him to get a haircut and shut up.
Yeah, that's it.
That we really did, yes.
God, you know what's great about those chugs there, and when you kind of drift off and start having side conversations, is the fact that we do a fucking audio podcast.
Listen, I can't help these idiots. This is a mistake, clearly.
It's not helping the idiots. It's you. You need...
Idiot of all.
You need to, if they're going to, like, you've got to do something. You're like, oh, narrate. Theater of the mind is what they call it, you know, in the mainstream.
Oh, I should also talk while I'm chugging a beer. I'm a ventriloquist all of a sudden. Chevy hit it.
Yes!
Yes!
What do you, okay, so you just did your first chug of this hour. What was it? What are you drinking?
Czech Dark Lager, I think.
These are our sponsors. Get your shit together.
It's a Czech Dark Lager. It's got a weird name, like Sailor's Delight. It's a Sailor's Delight.
Thank you.
Mike, get a carry this mess.
This is not going well. All right, so give me another. Give us something else. This is not going well. So we just covered, kids these days fucking flashlights. Dynamite start to the show.
I think it's pretty hot. It's a hot start.
It's a hot start. I see all the the food handles are probably leaving at this point. They're like, what did we just log into?
Yeah,
that's all well and good. So you posted something today that had me actually fearing, and it was your buddy Michael there climbing that ladder.
Yes.
I got full blown, and I wasn't listening to what you were saying over it. I had it on mute, but I got full blown anxiety watching that ladder bow in the middle as he's going up.
What it's supposed to do.
I know it's supposed to, but it still looked fucking nightmarish.
Well, of course, for someone who doesn't know, that's what it is. Ladders flex, they bend. They're not supposed to be rigid.
I get that. I do get it. But seeing him climb up it and seeing it. What?
Every day of my life I do that. Climb the ladder. I was up there waiting for him. Think my ladder didn't bend?
Sure. It's just one of those things. It's like I'm watching it be like, oh my God, this doesn't look good. What do you got there?
I want to get my balls in it.
That was funny, wasn't it?
Dynamite drop in, Donnie. Here's a broadcasting school. We're really paying off.
So when are we recording again? Tomorrow?
Yeah, probably. You go to the sponsor and give the worst show of the year.
You know what, Mike? We're here. We're tagged.
We're here. We're tagged. Yeah. Okay. Make sure you collect the check on your way out.
They're going to brew a beer for me soon called the North Shore Beer. Who cares?
Is that happening?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's happening.
Oh, good.
Very soon.
Can we talk about it?
I want a beer named after something. I have a funny thing for you.
Yep.
I just went to the patent office and trademarked North Shore Beefs.
Fuck you.
I did. I own it. Fuck everyone. It's mine. I got a little paranoid. Someone might be trying to use it. And I say, you know what? No, it's mine. My phrase, my group, my invention, mine. Trademark that shit. Send it.
Can we talk about who might have been using it?
I don't like the idea of someone taking my name.
Your thing. Yeah, your thing.
It's mine. It's everyone's thing, but it's my thing.
Not anymore.
It's mine. I own the phrase, No Show Beats.
Right.
Fuck you if you want to use it. Pay me. So what it is someone's going to make a food truck and call it that. I'm going to say, no. Send the money to my way. I'm getting a piece of that.
Well, that's now that that's the thing, you're going to be, you're going to go from being in the Facebook group business to the t-shirt making business. Now you're going to be in the cease and desist business.
Yes. I'm going to like our friend Scott. I'm going to threaten to sue people, but I'm going to have grounds. I'll have grounds. I won't just make up stuff.
You know what? Have your lawyer call. It's more effective.
That's a fact.
You should wake up for this. Should I? Snooze.
I am disappointed in you and in Mike's actions. What you said wasn't true, and I have hair plugs. Go fuck yourself. I'll throw daggers all day at that cunt.
I don't give a shit. I 100% agree. Clearly drunk. Are you drunk yet? How long have you been there?
I'm drinking a lightish beer. It's a 4.8% Czech lager.
But how many have you had?
Oh, a few.
Oh, okay. So they could be accurate.
I mean, I'm going to say four.
All right. So I'm not drunk, but
no.
How many of those were chugged?
Happy.
Yeah.
See, I was supposed to go to Champions tonight for dinner. That was the plan.
Yep.
And all mapped out. 4 o'clock, leave my house, head to Champions.
Yep.
Steak tip surprise. Here we go. 5:30. Done. Pay. Leave. Head here. Things didn't go my way. 4:35. I'm still home. I start driving to Champions. Get in the highway. Traffic. What the fuck? I bang a Huey. Hit Sylvan Street Grill. Fine. Nothing wrong with Sylvan Street Grill, but it ain't Champions Cup.
Right.
I had buffalo fingers for dinner. And a potatoes can. I wanted Champion steak tips. I talked about it all day. I craved for it all fucking day. But no. Sylvan Street Grill.
Sylvan Street Grill. Yeah.
Graphic. You can't hear me?
Ah. You're sputtering.
I can tell you, we almost want to scrap this soon, huh?
Yeah.
Feeling not good about this.
Yeah, no, no, we'll figure it out. We'll power through. God damn it.
We'll edit it in post.
Yeah, right. No, we're not.
I head down to Winthrop, go to a place, edit it in post. Wear a banana outfit.
See, but I get blamed for talking shit.
I'm not talking shit. I'm just discussing.
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying.
I went to New Deal today.
Okay.
I was down in Revere, where they live.
Okay.
Those animals.
Mm-hmm.
No one killed me. I was expecting to get hit. Get whacked. Thought maybe Tony.
How was it? How? Because I've never been there. It was one of those places that was on the list. Yeah, it was on the list for years, and it was on the list because when I was on the show, I wanted to film it because I saw a bunch of people posting about their subs and stuff, and never got around to it. And then I came here.
It's the best deli slash market in the world.
Okay.
Everything you can imagine for weird shit. If you want to be Italian and make some fucking pasta fagioli.
Yeah.
Say things. Funny letters, but their deli's ridiculous. Their sandwiches are out of control. Best place ever. Italian sub, number one.
Yep.
Palm today was solid. Solid palm. Cooked forever, though. Like, fucking forever.
Really?
20 minutes after I ordered three subs. I ordered it in person. One guy made those subs. Did he kill the...
What? Well, how big were the subs?
This plus this. Out of the screen, Mike.
This plus this.
Yeah. It was here, but plus.
I feel like I have to apologize to the people listening to this tomorrow.
Oh, sorry. Theater of the mind, you're right. They were 13 inches long. Like my dick, plus 10 inches.
There you go.
You called me?
You said 13 inches? Oh, yeah. Hey, what's going on? Hey!
Hello from Mo Beer for those listening. Saying hello.
Yes, because I, you know, even I forget sometimes that people can't see what I'm seeing. But someone in the comments was saying, I guess we're even because that I got drunk on an earlier show. I've tanked many a show. Here's the difference: I tanked the shows before we were going live, so we were able to recover them.
Mike was drunk on his previous job shows. Who cares? I talked to Mike as an interview guest on Wicked Bites. He was drunk. I was drunk.
Yep.
Got in and yep. Had hair plugs. Who cares? Still didn't have hair that day. I thought he had it, but did not grow it in yet.
No.
But why would he?
I think his body rejected them, is what happened. I think they came in and then they left.
So wild.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
I mean, here's a question. He lost all his hair on top. It's now, do you think he has gray pubes?
Isn't that's one of those things. I remember hearing, I forget where I heard it, but it's like if you start finding gray hair in your pubes, you might as well call the fucking funeral parlor because you're basically dead at that point.
I'm scared to have that happen.
It's yeah. Like
going gray on top, fine. Going gray down bottom, not okay.
No. That's the whole new level of your body is given up.
Just shave him. Go fucking go 14-year-old girl.
That way you never know.
I mean, while we're talking, no one can hear me. I gave myself the other day.
You gave yourself what the other day?
A trim.
Do it. You gave yourself a trim. You didn't go get some trim.
No, I didn't get trim. I gave myself a trim.
Uh-huh.
I trimmed my pubes. I'm going to have to yell at it now so it gets across.
You know yelling doesn't help your connection.
I thought yelling would work. Doesn't help me?
It's like when someone says they don't speak English, so you yell slower.
Do you understand the words coming out of my mouth? No?
No. Oh, is it? Doesn't it? Like we did this topic on an earlier show, where it's like you get to a certain age and weight where it's super uncomfortable to fucking give yourself a trim, and it's one of those things that like the more you have to jostle shit around, I have this constant fear of like slipping and falling over and cracking my head, and they find me with a buzzing trimmer and fucking my dick askew with half a bush.
I mean, here's the thing, though. Here's the method. A number two on the bush.
Yeah.
Straight razor on the balls. Be a fucking man.
You shave. I gotta go get first,
balls next, you throw it away.
But I don't shave.
Shave your neck first.
Okay.
Then your balls in the trash. Don't forget the trash, though. Without the trash, next time, ball hair on your chin, Peter Griffin style.
Not good. Not good.
Danny, want to hear a story? I have a McDonald's story. Danny, what's a McDonald's story? I have one.
Oh, he's definitely saying you're eating McDonald's tonight.
Yeah, I have a story about that.
Okay.
Last night, 10:30, wife goes to bed. The second her feet hit the stairs, I'm on Uber Eats because I'm addicted to it now. It's my fucking... I have a problem. It's not going well.
You know, it's funny. Like a lot of guys got like during the pandemic got addicted to like the OnlyFans pages. You Uber Eats and McDonald's.
I get laid. I don't need to look at girls, but I do have a story on that too. If you want to hear it, anyways.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, what the fuck?
Two triple cheeseburgers, 10 McNugget. Send it. It's a solid order.
Say it again. Two triple cheeseburgers
in a 10-piece.
And a 10-piece.
And I am watching this man on the map. All that matters in the world. Where are you, Muhammad? It was behind. No, Jamal. Jamal last night. Muhammad was Wendy's the other day. That's fine.
Jesus Christ! You're a fucking mess. I'm
dying to work out. So Jamal on his way. He's close. He's almost on my street. Takes a wrong turn. Where the fuck's he going? Maybe someone in the neighborhood has an order in. No. He gets lost.
Sure.
I message, your food has arrived. I'm excited. I walk out, no food. Jamal can't find my house. Couldn't find it. I go, hey, call me. I'll give you directions. He goes, I just dropped it off. I go, to who? He goes, someone. They answered the door and took my food. My two triples. My 6 out of 10, 60. So here I am, brokenhearted.
Yeah.
And I get on the Uber Eats app and go to help. I need fucking help.
Yeah.
Someone shit themselves there. It smells like fuck. Sidebar. It stinks in this room right now. One of these girl motherfuckers shit their pants. It's like the movie Clue. There are so many possibilities. Behind someone, I'm guessing Dan Bob, he's closest.
I'm trying to...
I know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he knows what he did. I see him. He knows. He knows what he did.
Who was it?
It's definitely Dan Bob.
Oh, fucking assholes. I can't even breathe.
Now who wants to put a mask on?
Fucking my eyes are watering. God damn it. It smells like fucking death in here. Which one of them died? I want to know. Raise your hand if he died.
This is so bad.
I think the guy with no ears shit his pants.
What?
Raise your hand if you shit yourself.
I love the fact that like I instinctively lean in as if it will help me hear you better. It's like, what?
I have headphones on. So anyway, I'm in a very important conversation last night with Uber Eats. I want my food. She goes, how can we fix this? I said, get me my food.
My food.
She goes, it's 45 minutes away. I go, that's unacceptable. Again, I had a few beers.
Yep.
eventually I worked credit for the amount plus double. So
okay.
Guess what I'm doing later.
So you're getting McDonald's with house money.
Well, Wendy's the other night came perfect. So I don't get a problem.
It was clearly the driver.
Jamal, big problem.
Yeah.
He had no sense of direction. Follow the directions. I'm here, you're there, get here. Pussy.
Hilarious that someone answered the door and took your food. One of your neighbors.
Someone's like, yep.
So when you were following him on the map, was he in your neighborhood?
Yes.
So one of your neighbors took your food.
I mean, I don't have neighbors per se. I don't talk to these people, so I don't like them. I'm not like, they were in my neighborhood.
All right, so to clarify, one of the people that lives on the road with you, you know, most people would shorten it to be like, your neighbors.
No,
took your food. What?
You never made it to my street. He was on near my house. My street's hard to find.
Danny brings up a good point, because I ran through that a couple months ago, because you probably tipped him in advance, didn't you?
I gave him a tip. I always tip.
See that I don't like the advanced tipping on these apps. I have no problem tipping, but I had a guy, literally, I ordered a pizza. I think I've told the story. And he sat in the street. It was torrential raining, and he sat there. And I'm sitting there, and I call him from the doorway. I go, "What are you doing?" He's like, "Oh, let's wait 10 minutes, see if it passes." I go, "Okay, 10 minutes." 45 minutes later, I'm calling him, be like, "Guy, get out of your car right fucking now. I'm hungry and need to go to bed. I'm an old person. Give me my fucking food." And he fucking ran it over and gave me my fucking food and ran away. And I'm like, you know, I'm kind of pissed that I tipped him in advance.
Never tip him. You can't not. But you shouldn't have to.
Right. Because they... Because it's one of those things. You do have the option to tip cash after the fact if you have cash. That's one thing. But you know the drivers see it in advance. They see whether there's been a tip added to this, and that will gauge how fast or how accurate or how shook up your shit is when it gets to your house.
But I'm a big proponent of leaving the door and tell me it's there. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to meet you.
Oh, 100%. That's the other problem. I agree too. I like that feature as well. Beautiful. Of course, you get the guy sitting in the car because he's afraid of the fucking rain.
Fuck that guy. So I think out of my DoorDash experiences or Uber Eats or whatever,
yeah,
I think I'm 5 out of 10. I'm batting 500, but that's not good in DoorDash. It's good in baseball. I'm getting fucked.
Yeah,
drive and find somebody. I've lost my food. I've gotten refunds. Bullshit.
Now,
do
they have a rating system for the customers like Uber does?
I gave Jamal a 1-star. I can guarantee you that. Effortless prick. Just fucking put some effort in. Go to the place for that.
No. I mean, you know how on like Uber and Lyft, the rider can get a rating from the driver. And like, if your rating drops too low, you won't get picked up.
I don't think that the orderer gets rated. I think the orderer is fine. It's the driver. Yeah. I have a 5-star Uber rating, Mike. 5-star.
Me too.
I don't deserve it. But
I think I'm pretty damn good in an Uber, because generally I get in the back seat and nod off.
Well, you know what I told you before at the cabaret months ago, and I got in my truck and got in the Uber and did this. I didn't have a mask. I did this.
Oh, I thought. I'm
putting my shirt on my face for those who are listening. He goes,
Yeah.
"That doesn't count." I said, "It does. Shut up and drive." I'll keep my mouth covered. Fuck off.
How do you have a 5-star?
I'm not fucking putting. Leave me alone.
Shut up and drive.
It's probably Jamal.
Probably.
Or the same fucking guy. Don't worry about Danny saying it.
He's the only one having a conversation with us here.
He can hear us. I can't hear us. Danny can hear us.
Yes. Well, I think he's more responding to me. He can hear me. No, nobody knows what the fuck you're saying.
I'm like,
oh, shit. What else do we got?
For our sponsors.
Oh, yeah. You know what? So speaking of, you mentioned earlier that Channel Marker is going to brew a beer for you.
You
hit kind of a nerve with a post the other day, and part of that was about the fact that you have sandwiches named after you.
Yes, let's get to that. Let's please get to that.
Please, please.
I like things named after me. I have mm-hmm. it the size of my head. I have a huge head.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean I will do anything special for you. Just right. name it. And I appreciate it. And people act like I'm getting something out of it. I don't get a kickback. I get nothing. I get the stupid fucking notorieties on the menu of those popular places. Yes, it makes my dick hard. Is that so hard to say? I'm a whore for attention.
Right.
Money's easy to get. Attention's not. I could get money from these people. I don't want to.
Right.
Just name a sandwich after me. Make me excited. Make a beer in my honor. Put my face in a can. I'm thrilled. I don't need much else.
Your face on a can is going to be atrocious.
I sponsor a softball team because I want to sponsor. I just want to do it. I want them to wear my logo.
Right.
It costs me a lot of money.
Right.
I don't make anything off that. It's a whore. Yes, they're going to. This brewery is probably going to make a beer after the beer, and it's fucking cool. And when Depot Liquors did a barrel of bourbon after the beef page, it was fucking cool.
Yeah.
Nothing out of that. If they make a beer, though, I'm making money. That's out there. That's out there.
Well yeah. I mean, you already have a business relationship with them. I mean, that's I get that.
They call that a cash grab, Mike. And I will drink their beer on our podcast, and I will make money off it.
But shockingly, you're admitting to this up front as opposed to trying to hide it.
Yeah, no, I would never hide it. If I'm making money, you'll know. I do charity work.
Because that in itself carries cool points.
Yes. There are some people who steal from charities, unions, lots of places get stolen from, and we don't talk about that. I don't steal. But if I'm going to make money, you're going to know about it.
Right.
It's called hashtag ad.
Hashtag ad.
Or... this is a business, and I'm trying to make some fucking money because I have a mortgage to pay.
Yeah.
And I've spent years cultivating this little following. If I could use that to make money, I will tell you I'm making money.
Right.
Because some people pretend they're not.
Yep.
I'm not going to. If it's for charity, it's for charity. If it's for Andy's pocket, it's for Andy's pocket.
Right.
And you know, I'll even pay taxes on it.
So what, I guess, what prompted your little rant the other day?
Oh.
Like, what happened? Because I'm sure stuff like that, I'm sure the general comment of, oh, you know, you must go in and get free food, and you must go in and, you know, they must pay you to say this or pay you to post this or whatever the fuck. I'm sure you get that a lot. Like, what prompted this one? Also, by the way, what are you doing not going and getting free food? Come on, that's my gimmick.
I get free food. Like, last Wednesday, Mike, I went to Burton's and Linfield's for free.
Yeah.
And I went there. They paid for my meal. They were awesome.
Yep.
I tipped on the bill. I played grab ass. I got a delicious ribeye, and I posted. That's called an agreement. Here's the free meal. Now post about it. And
right.
I did. With this is, I go to a beef place. I get a beef. I do a review. In that sense, that's my integrity. That's my thing.
Sure.
I don't control where other people get beefs. I don't care where Dan Bob goes. It became this epidemic where everyone thinks I'm pushing Jamie's on people. I don't give a fuck where you go. In fact, I prefer you go to shitty places and badmouth them because that's better for me. It's better for comment.
Right.
Or go to good
right.
places and tell them they suck. So this one cunt decided to let me know that I have no integrity because they named a sandwich after me and I'm probably getting free food.
Was this in the was this in the comments, private message? What happened?
Comments of a paragraph on paragraph on paragraph on paragraph. This person spent time. I received the occasional freebie. Sometimes it happens. And Jamie's did give me one recently because I named the sandwich myself. I invented it. Matt made it. I went to get it. I tried to pay. He said, no, this one's on me. This one.
Yeah.
I'll pay for the next. It's an $8 sandwich. It's not going to cost me my life.
Right.
So apparently because it's named after me and I didn't pay for one, I'm a piece of shit. Hi, Dan. Chugging a beer. I'm learning how to do it. You get a Jerry Curl tonight.
He has the most haunting of thug faces. He just stares at you with those fucking dead eyes.
Like a doll's eyes.
It's like, God damn it, I want to check your freezer for heads.
So, yeah, anyways, I was accused of being on the take.
Ah.
On the take.
How dare you?
Compared to Greg Bates.
Yes.
Again, if I had a TV food show, and I was doing sponsored content as my entire business model, and not telling people that, I can see how there'd be conflict.
Sure.
I'm not getting paid to post on Facebook. And if I do get paid to post on Instagram, you'll know it because I do the hashtag. Hashtag ad.
I'm an influencer.
Give me money. I'll write something up.
Yeah.
I've got to deal with someone right now. Twice a month I post.
Nice. Yeah,
I'm no dummy. So, whatever. Fuck you.
Right.
Fuck everybody. I don't care. I don't take money. Hey, Matt. This is Matt. So, Matt West is here.
How does this small? Kind of head that big.
How are you this tall? Oh, I'm sitting down. That's why I'm sitting down.
Isn't it past your bedtime over here?
That's a good one. That's decent. Can you hear it, Mike? You
did it. And I can hear it. Yeah. Yeah.
I can feel his left nipple on me. It's weirding me out. That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Let's land this plane, Mike.
Oh. Do we?
Uber Eats.
Yeah.
Accusations of being a piece of shit.
I feel like the conversation that we were planning to have, I don't think it will work as well in this setting.
Hold on to it.
I think we're gonna hold it.
All right, let's hold on to it.
Especially because you know they're listening to this episode and they're listening for that conversation to happen. But
I think what we should do is do a very brief sequel to this episode later on in the week in quiet time and just do Cunt of the Week.
Maybe. We'll discuss that off the air. Off air, we'll have a discussion. But you know what? For that big market mainstream type of tease, this week's cunt is a doozy.
It might be on both sides. I might have one too. This is Derek Coffey, everybody. Cunt of the
Hello.
Week.
Hello. All your cunt of the week showed up except for Greg.
I wish Greg here. I would pay for Scott or Greg or Steve to be here right now. I'd pay thousands of dollars.
Sit well, down. two of them. I blocked two of them, and I invited Steve. He couldn't show.
He's folding newspapers right now. It's fine.
Folding newspapers. What the fuck does that mean?
Super cool.
What the fuck is that? Whatever.
Yeah, you lost.
Whatever. So you do yours.
No. Well, hold on.
No. Oh, we're holding both of them.
We should do Cunt of the Week separate from this episode and piggyback them together.
Ooh.
A little splicage, Mike. You got a splice, don't you?
Nah, it would just be a bonus episode because I got to put this out tomorrow.
All right.
You know, we have sponsors to report to.
We'll give them a freebie tomorrow with Cunt of the Week.
We'll see. We'll see. I gotta sit in the fucking car for an hour. I gotta sit in the car all night. I wanna do it.
So loud in here.
Yeah, this is a terrible ending to the show. whatever this is. All right, so cunt of the week coming up later in the week. It is it's worth the wait. I can't see who that is. I see like an ear popping into frame. Oh, okay.
Stop people. Like, it doesn't matter.
Anyway.
Everywhere. They're random. I'm not just surprised. What the monkey is when there's no ears.
Your audio, it's atrocious. We're done, right? I'm just going to read this and then we're done.
Thank you, Patty Kelly's. Thank you, Channel Marker. Thank you, Ben Franklin. Thank you, Gary Girolamo, Buy and Refi on Instagram.
We did it. We'll see you next Tuesday.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.